Right, coming up on 5 to 12. Now, I want to speak to Dr. Roger Henderson, who specialises in testosterone deficiency and men's health. Can we be deficient in it? We're very often accused of having too much of it. Dr. Henderson, good morning.
Very good morning to you, Frank. I have to say, I just caught the tail end of that call, and for what it's worth, Dave Allen is my favourite ever comedian.
Yeah, I love Dave Allen too. I'm sure Brendan doesn't like him, but we have to walk a thin line here when it comes to offence and trying to avoid offending people who are very important to us.
No, I wouldn't want your job. No, I wouldn't want your job at all. But I think on this one we can probably not offend anyone.
No, unless maybe, you know, there's some bloke who's been accused of having too much testosterone and he's feeling now that he's got a deficiency if he doesn't have enough. This is a very serious element to this.
It certainly is. I mean, there's a little bit of a comedy hall sort of end of pier sort of jokey male menopause sort of myth that's been around for years, and I'm very keen to sort of dispel that. The male menopause actually doesn't exist. Men do not have periods or menses, and they do not pause or stop, so we do not have a male menopause. What we do have is, as we get older, every single one of us, you, me, and the dog, our testosterone levels go down as we get older. So they peak at about the ages of between 20 and 30, and then there's a slow, steady decline, and there's nothing we can do about that, and that's fine. But one of the problems in many men, and what the studies that we've been looking at today have shown, is that there's a tip of an iceberg. Many men, without realizing it, are putting many of the symptoms that they are getting from those low levels of testosterone down to just getting old. I mean, if I had a pound for every patient that come in and said, "Oh, I think I'm just getting old, doc," and actually I found it sort of testosterone deficiency, I'd be a rich man. So not everyone with low levels of testosterone has symptoms, but we all have lowering levels of testosterone as we get older. And I suppose today is really about highlighting the fact that testosterone deficiency is a bigger problem than we realize, and it may well be worth something that you talk with your GP about and not just assume it's because you're getting older.
So what's the downside of testosterone going low? How does it impact on the male body?
Okay, well, it is our hormone that essentially gives us manliness, virility, it gives us strength. And so if you have low levels of testosterone, you get a whole myriad of symptoms, typically lack of energy and fatigue. That's perhaps the number one I would see in my surgery. There's also things like weight gain, low mood and lack of concentration, reduced strength. You know, our strength starts to go a little bit. And then we get the whole sexual health side. We get erectile dysfunction and low sex drive and libido problems. So there's a whole raft and range of potential symptoms that men can have. Now, the problem is that many men will either miss those signs or ignore them and simply pass them off as signs of getting older, or even not realize their symptoms at all. And then certainly from the sexual health side of things, many men perceive these as embarrassing. And so they don't want to come along and talk to the GP about them. They say, "Oh, it's just my lot. I've had my fun. You know, this is how it is. Now I'm getting older." And so there's no way of knowing if you have a low level of testosterone without getting checked. It has a direct impact on many other parts of the body in the long term, and so it is not a harmless problem. It is something we should know about, and certainly in my surgery in the last couple of years, I've been screening all my diabetic men, for example. When I've been doing their blood tests, I've been adding in a testosterone check, and I've been amazed at the number of men that I've picked up with very low levels of testosterone, and a lot of their symptoms, which we've been assuming were due to their diabetes, were actually not. It was linked to the low levels of testosterone. But the first thing to do is probably get the conversation going and making men aware that this is a big problem out there.
And can you, you know, take a testosterone pill? Is there something you can take that will give you that your sort of manly punch back?
There are testosterone therapies available, and certainly GPs are able to prescribe that if they feel it's something that would be of benefit to you. And what I would say to any man who is thinking, well, it might be or it might not be, if they didn't want to go and see their GP, because men are notoriously bad in some instances of wanting to go and see their GP, you know, they don't think it's manly, they think it's beneath them, they think they're showing weakness. If they go and talk about symptoms like this to their GP, which is nonsense, but it's how it is, they can go online, and we put together a very nice little symptom checker questionnaire for testosterone deficiency, which is where they can go first. They can have a look, and they can look at the symptoms. They can see if they link to them. They can score themselves, see if they might have a testosterone deficiency problem, and then they can go along to their GP and talk about that. And that's a nice way in as a way of breaching the subject about testosterone deficiency. So if any of your listeners want to look at this, they can go to www.tackletd.com. That's tackletd.com. They can have a good look at that, and then they can score themselves, as I say. And if they want to then go and speak with their GP about it, that opens the door as a way of starting the conversation.
Lovely stuff. Very important to keep in touch with the GP and to be aware of your own health, especially when you get to middle age and beyond. Dr. Henderson, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure, Frank. Thank you.
Dr. Roger Henderson. So how are you for testosterone? You don't necessarily have to let me know because I'm out of time. Tomorrow morning, we'll be here 9 to noon. Whatever's on your mind,